All right, good evening. I've hit record, so this call is being recorded. Welcome to the Humanitarian Army call. This is, at least where I'm at, this is a Tuesday, April 22nd, 7 p.m. my time, which is mountain time, and I want to welcome everybody. Now, this is a new conference call system. It tends to be a little bit more quiet. Those of you who are going to listen to this on the recorded call, what's really interesting with this is, although we have the option for people to call in and listen over the web, listen over the phone, there's this new feature where you can listen live over the internet, where it's, I believe, only maybe a 15, 20-second delay, but anywhere in the world, free, you can open up that window and listen to this call, and just a big welcome to you. We've moved to this because our organization is moving more global, and I'm extremely excited for this, not only opportunity, but for our Humanitarian Army organization, our team, if you will, to be able to spread our wings and focus wherever we find like-minded people to spread this wonderful cause. So my name is Kelsey. I'm just very pleased to be your host this evening. Over the next 25, 30 minutes, I have the pleasure to share with you, just kind of highlight a little bit about this opportunity. Now, I can tell you this, in 25, 30 minutes, I cannot entirely do this opportunity justice. I hope I can do some justice by at least sharing a little bit about it, pique your interest, but you know, by all means, get with the person who invited you to this call, and then, you know, you can follow up. I'd even spend some time with anybody one-on-one, you know, over the phone, or if you're outside the United States on internet or Skype, whatever it works for you, I'd love to spend time with you because I'm really committed to this cause, certainly. So, everyone, just sit back, enjoy it. Again, those of you online, if you have the window, if you don't mind, maybe just send your name and introduce yourself, and I might read it out. If that's okay, I may not. But I love keeping an update on where our listeners are at. So if you could, please feel free to do so. With that being said, let me go ahead and I'm going to start by reading something, and it'll give you a little flavor for what this opportunity is all about. This reads, the foundation will provide microcredit loans to a group of hardworking entrepreneurial widows who will then use the loans to purchase bicycles and small fishing boats. The boats will be rented to local fishermen, and the bicycles will transport the women and the fish they catch from the river to the market. In addition, the fish that will be used to feed their own families, and the bicycles will be rented out when not in use. Many Ugandan widows cannot support their children and are forced to give them to the orphanage. By providing a reliable source of income, the foundation will give these widows the chance to keep their children and even foster some of the orphans in the orphanage. Now, I know those of you listening for the first time, that may not have made a lot of sense, but I'm telling you, that is exactly why we're here. That's kind of like that common link that brings us together. You see, I'm extremely pleased to be able to share this very unique and compelling opportunity. The purpose of this opportunity is to spread humanitarian aid around the world through the power and profit of network marketing. If you don't mind, I'm going to repeat that because that really is the crux of what this opportunity is. So the purpose of this company is to spread humanitarian aid around the world through the power and profit of network marketing. The purpose is not to make the stakeholders rich. The purpose is not to make as much per, you know, to increase the cents per earnings per quarter to announce that to Wall Street. At least that's here in the United States. So that's not the purpose. The purpose is clearly to spread humanitarian aid. Now, I'm telling you, having worked in corporate America for a long, long time, and I understand that many big companies, many mid-sized companies do give back in some capacity, but I'm telling you unequivocally that rarely do companies ever compromise their profits. They never will. So if they have a poor quarter, there's no humanitarian aid whatsoever. There's no donations. That's usually what it is. If they have a better quarter, or maybe they wait until the end of the year, they might actually set some money aside and be able to give away to a donation, a good cause. The problem with that is it's not consistent. It's unreliable, and the donees, the ones receiving this, receiving the donations, although they greatly appreciate it, they're challenged because it's hard to predict the influx of actual cash to be able to help out their nonprofit organization. So this purpose, I just need to clearly articulate to everyone that the purpose of this organization is to spread humanitarian aid. That's the common thread behind all this. The company I'm referencing is called Trevani, and it is literally a hybrid of charity and business. It is literally, and that's, it's just amazing. As half of this is called the Trevanny Foundation, and in that little article I just read to you, when I said the foundation, I was referencing the Trevanny Foundation. You see, the Trevanny Foundation is set up as a 501c3, which is, at least in the United States, it's federally recognized as a nonprofit organization where if you donate dollars, it's tax deductible and so forth. It's amazing how fast they were able to get this set up. So half of Trevanny is the Trevanny Foundation, and that is clearly what drives this business. The other half is called Trevanny International. And Trevanny International is the network marketing component. And in there are two really important elements that I'm going to also describe for you this evening. And that's what we call health. And we wrap that, we talk about that in terms of the products. And I'm going to get into that momentarily. But also for those of you interested in maybe making a few extra dollars or maybe making a lot of extra dollars, there's a business building opportunity. And we're going to call that prosperity. You see, those of you listening on this call tonight, familiar with network marketing, there are those two main elements. One is the products, and here we're calling them health. And then oftentimes they will obviously provide some sort of business building opportunity. Those are the two pillars that they reference, that they build upon. Trevanny's different. Trevanny's totally different. Although we've got those two, and we call them missions, and I'll tell you this, they're uncompromised. They're absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to touch base on those this evening for you. We've got the health and the prosperity. But we add a very unique and very integral part of Trevanny called purpose, the third mission. And in fact, I shouldn't call it the third mission. It's the first mission. We put that right up front, the purpose to spread humanitarian aid. So we've got these three missions. We've got purpose, we got health and prosperity. And over the next 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to describe these to you, as well as a little bit about our organization, and then we're going to wrap up the call. So very appropriately, I'm going to begin with the purpose. Let me expand maybe 5 minutes on this. Again, I can't do it justice, but it's absolutely phenomenal. And those of you familiar with network marketing, listen to what I'm saying and how compelling this is for when you get out there and talk to your network and you share this with others, how this will resonate, because I'm telling you, it truly resonates. So the purpose, the core of the Trevanny Foundation, or the purpose, I should say, is a child sponsorship program. And the best way for me to describe this is tell you in very personal terms. You see, I'm a very proud Trevanny child sponsor. And I reference my kids because they're just as important to me and they're part of this whole thing. But so my kids and I are sponsoring this boy whose name is Javon. He's 12 years old and he lives in a village in Nepal. And this is not a faceless donation at all on our part. This is a true connection. As you see, we have this picture on the web, and I printed pictures of Javon out, and I know what grade he is in school, and I know how many I've been informed about how many days of school he's missed. And to me, this, there couldn't be any more real connection of value in many, many facets. The value to Javon, knowing that when we buy these wonderful products from Trevanny, it's uncompromised, that a portion of those proceeds are going to go directly to help Javon. It's going to go directly to support his well-being, and it's going to be month over month commitment as long as I sponsor him. This is not a donation. It's not unpredictable in terms of the cash flow to support Javon. It's predictable as long as I am a customer of Trevanny. And over time, you know, this will have an impact. It will continue to have an impact because month over month, it might the funds might go to maybe buy shoes for Javon, or perhaps buy a mosquito net, perhaps contribute towards, you know, school supplies or utensils or even basic needs such as food or water. And that's how real this is. So one value is to Javon. Another value is certainly for my kids because we're able to talk about this every night. You see, every night when we sit down at the dinner table and we go through what we call our thankfuls, and we go around the table and say, what are we thankful for today? What made you happy? What are you thankful for? And right now, with a consistent cumulative effort, my kids now on a regular basis say they are thankful for Trevanny, and they're very thankful for Javon. They certainly know his name. They're aware of him. He's part of our family. And they also understand that Javon lives in a different world. Well, not, you know, he lives in a different country, and it feels like a different world. And I don't want them to grow up in such an insulated life as I kind of grew up, and that's no fault of my parents in any capacity, but, you know, I want to make sure that they're aware at a very young, tender age that the world will have different opportunities and challenges for people just simply based on the economics of the country they're born in. And I don't know if I quite agree with that. No one has a choice, but I have the choice to go out there and have a material financial impact on Javon's life to be able to provide a little bit of the basic needs that, quite frankly, many of us listening to this call take for granted. So here's the child sponsorship program. Trevani has outdone itself. You see, this opportunity just opened its doors last November. We've been only open literally months, you could even say weeks. And Trevani, I should have backed up a little bit, I can tell you this, have these founders that are absolutely phenomenal. They brought on board a highly experienced executive team and staff. You see, the founders in 1992, they started their own network marketing business. And without any experience and with probably limited access to capital markets and without any experience in international markets or product distribution and no real contacts in network marketing, over 15 years, their 15th year in business, that company brought in $750 million in revenue that 15th year. That is phenomenal. I'm very familiar with business. I watch trends. That type of success is unheralded. And I really, really respect the founders of this company with all that they've accomplished. Now they're coming back to the table, and quite frankly, they don't need to. Financially, they don't need to. They're coming back to the table and say, you know what, we did this before. Let's do this again, but let's do it with purpose in mind. Let's do this to help give back to society. You see, the mother, in the later years of the last company, she devoted more and more time to humanitarian projects. And she is a very, very caring and giving woman. And her son, who's the CEO of Trevani, Bob Steed, a phenomenal human being himself, started to talk with her mom and saying, with his mom and said, you know, let's look at this opportunity and we could either give away money as donations or we could rebuild and replicate our efforts in network marketing and build something that's not a donation, but build something that creates month over month over month humanitarian aid. And that's exactly what we're doing. You see, they're setting out to create the largest voluntary humanitarian army in the entire world. And I'm telling you that we're the epicenter. This is the core because it's so early and we're bringing together, it's very early stages, but like-minded people who say, you know what, I get this. I understand the purpose. I understand the idea of helping people around the world, because back to my values, one value is for the children in need. Another value is for our families, and talk about the importance of giving. And then also the third value is for me, in a very selfish level, the intrinsic value I get for helping others. And quite frankly, with this purpose, the business building opportunity, there's going to be economic value for me too. It's truly an unbelievable operation. The model, never been done before, is driven by the purpose. And I'm just extremely very, very proud to be part of this and a child sponsor. So anyway, there's other elements of the Trevani Foundation, the purpose, I should say, but I will tell you this, from a philosophical perspective, Trevani focuses on developmental projects that teach people to help themselves. See the difference here? There's, and I don't know the statistics, and others may know this better than me, but statistically, you know, United States and many other countries with maybe a little more economic needs have helped out the countries of the continent of Africa over maybe 50 years. And I think they've combined given over $1 trillion. And economists have gone in and studied and said, you know, to no one's fault, the countries that comprise the continent of Africa are no better today than they were 50 years ago. Now, again, you could probably push back me on some facets, that's okay, but I'm telling you, I think most people would agree by and large with what I'm saying. That being said, that model of just saying, here's $1 billion, spend it like you want, hasn't worked. So Trevani, again, is learning from that and saying, we're going to go out there with our foundation, and instead of fishing for people, you probably heard this statement before, instead of fishing for people, which we will if we need to, we're going to teach people to fish. Instead of always providing the actual hospital needs for cleft palate facial reconstruction surgeries, what we're going to do is we're going to train doctors how to do this as economically and affordably as possible. That's what we're going to do. We're creating long-term, sustenance so that these countries can actually learn while we're doing at the same time. And there's so many other things I haven't gotten into, I haven't been able to provide value to, but we're building schools in Kenya, and we're building orphanages in Uganda. We're providing, as I read in the beginning of this call, microcredit loans, where we call it microcredit loans, but that's kind of a misnomer, because you and I might think a $700 loan is a microcredit, but it's not a microcredit to people in impoverished countries, bright entrepreneurial people who say that all they need is an opportunity. Bright, bright entrepreneurs that say, I've got an idea, I need the economic means to be able to create something that's going to create revenue for my family day after day, month after month. So, you know, we've also been looking at into midwife clinics to be able to spread the tentacles of healthcare needs in these impoverished countries. We talk about here in the United States, if you're listening from the United States, about a healthcare crisis. And I'm not here to discuss or argue the merits one way or the other. I'm just telling you that many, many countries in this world would love to have our problem. They'd love to have the problem of having not enough healthcare insurance or hospitals within a handful of miles away from our area, from where we live. Because when we look at midwife clinics, we're looking at trying to stretch very, very basic needs, 200-300 miles in these rural areas where basic needs, stuff that we take for granted, we have right in our own pantries. You know, we're out there providing, filling fish ponds full of fish, fresh food, so people can fish and feed their families, as well as take to the market to provide, you know, revenue for their family. So anyway, I've spent a lot of time on the purpose. I could go on and on. That's what this opportunity is all about. It's really a wonderful opportunity. I encourage everybody, if you haven't done so already, check out the website, www.trevanifoundation.org. Trevani is spelled T-R-I-V-A-N-I and then foundation.org. It's really a wonderful, compelling site. You're going to look at and see all of the current projects Trevani's working on, all of the completed projects Trevani's worked on, and there'll be, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. So out of respect for time, I'm already telling them I'm going to run a little bit long. Let's move to the next mission called health. You see, when the founders and they reached out to executives, and then when they heard about the purpose, they said, sign me up. This is absolutely what I want to do. This makes sense. This is totally different than anything else, and I can give back myself. It just makes sense. When they sat and talked about the products, they didn't say, hey, we're going to have this purpose. We don't really need to really focus on the products. They actually thought the opposite. They felt that if we really need to create an engine, the purpose that spreads humanitarian aid, we cannot cut corners.
Definitely.
We cannot compromise anything in terms of the quality of these products, the efficacy of these products. And when they sat down, they didn't scratch their heads and say, what products do we want to create and formulate? They didn't start there. What they started with was, what is the philosophy of on these products? What do we want to infuse? And they whiteboarded, they talked about it, and they came up, they kept coming back to the idea that said, no way, shape, or form do we want to harm anybody and with the use of these products. And we don't want to have any animal testing done while formulating and creating these products. And, of course, we don't want to have any harm to the environment. So they came back and said, you know what, we are going to create a philosophy from day one, actually before day one. Day one's November 3rd. This has been the works for over a year. And these products being created for well over, during that entire time. And so they trademarked this phrase that is absolutely the trademark. This is absolutely the cornerstone of the health, and that is do no harm. Do no harm to anybody, animals, or our environment while making the products through consuming the products. What I say is through production, through consumption, do no harm is what is infused in all of these. And I'm telling you, if you, when you spend time with these products and you try these products, you will absolutely know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I actually don't reference that there's a flagship product. A lot of people say, so what's the flagship product? And what I do is when I talk about the products, I always begin with the purpose, by the way. I simply say, hey, by the way, I'm sponsoring, my family's sponsoring a child in need. His name's Javon. He's 12. He lives in Nepal. We have a picture of him up. We know a little bit about him, and we believe in supporting him month over month by simply switching stores and buying better quality products from Trevani. It's a simple story. But when we talk about these products, we talk about the do no harm first. And I say, listen, if you're familiar with network marketing, this company opened day one, November 3rd, with 11 products. None of them compromised, all high quality. Think of any other company in network marketing that opened its doors as pre-launch, not grand launch, with 11 high-quality products. Unbelievable. There's one product called Recon. That's the first part, and there will be more of the nutritional supplementation line. And I'm into overall wellness, by the way, and I could spend a full hour on this, and I certainly am not going to do this, but I believe in several elements that comprise overall wellness, and I'm not going to tell you right here that just taking Recon and doing nothing else in your life is going to create overall wellness. But I will tell you, and I have a firm belief in this, that Recon, and I'll get into it in a moment, is a staple product. It is a non-negotiable that contributes towards your overall wellness. The other things being living a stress-free life and getting plenty of rest and getting your sleep and getting a little bit of exercise and eating healthy, all of those are important. But nutritional supplementation, as our soil has been robbed over the years from pesticides and other chemicals and so forth, they're robbed of their nutrients and stuff, Recon is phenomenal, because I'm telling you that Recon is actually a fruit that has been around for centuries, and it's only found in a very remote part of the country of China. And if you look it up on Wikipedia, which is kind of an online encyclopedia, it's really a phenomenal read. You'll discover that these people in this remote area of China have more, I think they're called centenarians, I think they're called, pardon my ignorance, but what it means are people living to at least 100 years of age. Now, I'm not sure if it's more or less than other villages, people might argue, but it is in Wikipedia. If you go there and read about this, it's phenomenal. And people in China that actually eat this fruit, many of them will actually say it's because of Recon that really contributes towards that. Now, others might dispute that. I'm not telling you one way or the other, but I'm telling you this is centuries in the making, and people firmly believe in the health properties that are in Recon. Now, Recon is not the only thing in this product. There's pomegranate and with Recon, and it's all grown on a black corn substrate that really increases antioxidants. And I'm not going to get into too much, you know, chemistry from food here, but I'm telling you, trust me on this, that if you're looking at your cells, and our bodies are comprised of trillions and trillions of cells, and quite frankly, people don't know this, our cells die out every 4 to 8 weeks. And when our cells die out, they replicate. If you want to replicate the healthiest cells in your body, you must be taking Recon, a little serving every day to help contribute. Now, people who say, I will take it for a week and give it a shot, that's not going to make a difference. I don't believe that. I'd never buy into that. I would say at a minimum 3 months, and I would actually recommend everyone try something for 6 months. It takes 4 to 8 weeks for your cells to die out anyway, to replicate. But also, remember, your body is at a state today that you've been living at that state for quite some time, or you're building towards it. So if you're going to change your overall wellness, it won't happen overnight. But I, as a wellness, and I'm not sure I'd be called an expert, but I certainly can speak to it. And I've got my opinions that nutritional supplementation, and I recommend Recon along the way, really is powerful. Now, the other 10 products we've got, they're all phenomenal. You know, there's the shower bar, not soap, the shower bar. In fact, there's no soap in it, because one thing that Trevani's doing differently, I said earlier that we're learning from past efforts. In Africa, I told you about contributing $1 trillion, and really the countries aren't any different today. Well, you know, Trevani's going in there and teaching people how to fish. I told you that. Well, another thing that Trevani's learned is our skin absorbs just as much or perhaps more than our stomachs can. Now, let me say that again. Our skin's the largest organ in our body. Whatever we put on our skin can literally absorb just as much or more than what we take orally into our stomachs, because some of that can get flushed right out of our bodies through our stomach. But many people have seen like little patches that people might wear, and what it does is that will change their behavior, whatever it might be, whatever they're trying to do with that. But those patches, you know, what happens, there's chemicals in there, and they get absorbed through the skin, and it gets right into your bloodstream. So Trevani knows this, and quite frankly, I mean, they're led by just an impressive human being by the name of Dan Meiser, chief science officer, over 20 years of creating top-notch, safe formulations. This guy is dynamo, and he said, Trevani, sign me up. I totally agree with what you're doing. This guy and his phenomenal staff have come up with these things, with these products, I should say, that understand that when we put things on our skin, expect them to be absorbed. So back to the shower bar, it is chock full of antioxidants and proteins and healthy stuff, knowing that it's good for our body and it's not going to dry us out like soap does. So, but I could go on and on. There's a shower bar and there's a shower gel. There's shampoo and there's conditioner and there's the styling mist and there's night facial cream. I'm trying all of these, and I've been doing this since November, and it's been about, you know, the 5-6 months for me, and I'm telling you, I feel different. I'm kind of a type A to begin with, but what I find is my level of energy is sustained more throughout the day. I feel healthier, even though I'm fairly healthy to begin with. I just feel like the Recon is working, and it makes a difference in my life, and I just have to make sure people are aware of that. So, again, to wrap up the health aspect, I would say this, that when you have an empty bottle of Trevani shampoo, just know that you don't have an empty bottle of shampoo. You have an empty bottle of shampoo that actually was better for you because it's got something called Capaspheres and actually cleanses and keeps your hair nourished all day. It's a phenomenal product. So you're better for it anyway than just regular over-the-counter store-bought products that once you rinse it out after 20 seconds, it just leaves your hair dry. These products are phenomenal, but you no longer have an empty bottle of shampoo, but what you've done with that empty bottle of shampoo, you've contributed towards building schools in Kenya. Mm-hmm. You've contributed towards an orphanage in Uganda. You've helped contribute towards kids in Philippines and Malaysia getting cleft palate facial reconstruction surgeries. You've contributed towards surgeries with kids with club feet that can't walk. You've contributed towards a child that you're sponsoring, in my case, Javon, 12 years old, living in Nepal. Living in a village in Nepal. That's what we've got after the end of our product. So everybody wins. I just have to tie it back to the purpose. I'm gonna go through the prosperity pretty quick because I want to share a few things at the end of this call. Is the prosperity. I firmly believe, I have an attitude about this, if you can't tell, that I have an attitude that everyone should be a customer of Trevani. Everyone should be buying the products because of the phenomenal purpose. It's just a firm belief on my part. Now, I will go on to say that not everyone certainly doesn't need to be a business builder. That is your prerogative. That can be your choice, certainly. But when I do talk to people about this, I say, well, where do you usually shop for your everyday products? And where do you get them at? And I usually say, they might give you a few coupons here and there, but do they ever pay you back for actually referring others to shop at their store? No, they don't. You know why? They'd rather spend their money on advertising and the wholesale product distribution, so wholesalers make a cut of the products, as well as spending 20 to 30% of the revenue of the products into advertising on TV and radio. That's where they'd rather spend those dollars. But if this is different, because what I tell people is say, listen, this is your own business, but don't let this scare you. This is the easiest business to get into, and it's not a complicated business. It's actually rather simple. It challenges you more emotionally than mentally. Trust me on that. More emotionally, because you've got to overcome, some people must overcome some fears of maybe sharing the opportunity, but our organization is making it very, very simple for you. But in terms of prosperity, I just referenced this. I said, hey, listen, tell me, do you see yourself in one of the following three buckets? Bucket one is, do you want to have your products paid for? Or perhaps even make an extra $100 or $200 a month? And I just tell people, I said, that's relatively easy. It will require a little bit of work on your part, and I'll help you out with it. We've got the tools and resources to make that happen for you. But I tell people, I said, imagine bucket one. Here's bucket one. You can sponsor a child in need in Nepal or Kenya or Uganda, and soon other countries as well. And you can sponsor a child in need. And not only that, but you can buy these wonderful products and benefit from these do-no-harm products. And the third element to this is you can have all of your products cost deferred or even make a little bit on the extra on top of that. Bucket one is very, very, I should say, easy. It does require some work. Please just trust me when I'm saying that it doesn't happen overnight. This is not a get rich quick, but I'm telling you, in terms of numbers and referring people and this way the industry works, it's not that challenging, and we can certainly help you with that. Bucket two are those people who want to get maybe make an extra 1,000 or 3,000 extra a month, and that's a material change in anybody's life. $1,000 extra a month, you can't tell me that wouldn't change your life. $12,000 a year, let's say $3,000 a month. $36,000, those listening on the phone, I'm talking U.S. dollars, and that's about, I don't know, I think that's probably the average, you know, American worker, what they make. That's a full-time income at $3,000 extra a month.
Yeah.
Now, that's bucket two, and that will require more work on your part, but again, we've got the resources. Not different work on your part, but I'm saying longer-term committed work on your part, okay? And I'm going to get into that in a moment. Now, bucket three. Bucket three is what I say is usually $5,000 or more a month. It's not infinite, but I'm usually saying $5,000 to $10,000 extra a month. Now, that's more than a full-time income for a lot of people. That's when they say to me, Kelsey, I want to bring my spouse home from a 60-hour-a-week job that they're stressed every single day about. That's when people say, Kelsey, that's when I want to stay home because I'm stressed and I'm a single parent and I'm raising my kids and I want them to learn the values of giving, but I want to change my life at the same time. That's people telling me, hey, you know what? I can't afford to take my family to dinner because there's a lot of extracurricular things we have to pay, but I want to go out to a nice family dinner once a month just to be served and enjoy our time together and not worry about anything else. That's people telling me, I want to buy my first house. That's people telling me, I want to buy my second house, is bucket three. Now, all of that is available to everybody. And that's beautiful about this industry, network marketing, is we don't discriminate. Everyone has that similar opportunity. As long as we're in a country where we can do business, it's fair game. And that's where we're creating this organization, Humanitarian Army, to help enable you, to help make you as successful as possible, because your success is certainly our success, and it's Trevani's success, and most importantly, it's Javon's success. It's the children we're sponsoring. It's their success in the world. Think about this. Remember, at the beginning of this call, I talked about network marketing have two pillars. They had the products, and they got the wealth. They got health and wealth. We've got those two, and they're not compromised. I'm telling you unequivocally, they're not compromised. We've got something more important, and that's that third mission. It's that purpose. And it ties this beautifully together because it adds so many more values, and we gain so many in different ways from this opportunity. So the prosperity, I'm not going to go through the comp plan with you this evening, but I'm telling you, I'm not sure if I'm an expert, but I'm very, very familiar with a lot of comp plans from Unilevels to binaries to, and then there's components like generational bonuses, and there's even something called Australian two-up, and there's matrixes, and I'm familiar with these, and I'm telling you, there's something called slippage that a lot of companies bank on. That slippage is when the company will say, hey, we pay out up to 50%. The tricky part of that statement is we pay up to 50%, because most companies will bank on not paying more than 30-35%. That's what they bank on paying, and that's what they do in terms of their pro forma financial statements to figure out, you know, their cash flow. And what happens is they say, hey, it's possible to pay out the 50%, but a portion of that always gets slipped back to corporate. So they keep the difference. That's the slippage. But what I'm referencing is Trevani went about this differently. They've got something called accumulated compression that maximizes your payout in the Unilevel plan. We've got a car bonus allowance. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'll share this with you. In three months, I was getting a $450 car allowance bonus paid for by Trevani. There are resort stay bonuses. There's a worldwide pool that when you reach the top rank of master, then you can go through it again. It is a wonderful plan. Now, these things are going to be tweaked as Trevani continues to make this a perfect system. Understand we're still in pre-launch. This is the core. We are the epicenter of this opportunity. There's a mere, you know, I don't know the numbers of distributors right now, but I'm telling you, there's only a handful. And give it 3, 4, 5 years, Trevani will be a premier network marketing business, because not only the products, not only the prosperity, but most importantly because of the purpose. And think about all the kids in the world that we can do good for. And you know what? We're doing things differently to where, you know, our convention certainly can bring everyone together in nice places, and there's going to be all sorts of rewards and recognition and trips and so forth. But a lot of these trips, I'm telling you, will be to places that we can go give back. In fact, we've currently got a contest going on called the Trevani Adventure. It's phenomenal. And it's all based on the sales of the products, and we base it on the personal group volume. And if you hit a certain level, Trevani will pay. It's an all-paid trip for you to go for, I think, maybe upwards to a week to some country to help give back. And it's kind of a secret right now, to help build a school or perhaps contribute towards an orphanage. But we're going to go out there and see and feel and touch exactly what we're doing as a business and as an organization. That's the stuff where we're different. I'm going to wrap up with a couple things here, and I want to share real quick a story, and then I'm going to share just a couple of administrative things, and it will be done this evening. But it's a quick story. It's called the Starfish Story. And those of you who have heard it before, I appreciate it. Those veterans on the call, thank you so much for your dedication, this team, and welcome back. And anyone listening to this call for the first time, hopefully you'll hear the parallels to our organization here. But as the story goes, there's a boy walking down the beach one early morning, and he sees thousands of starfish strewn on this beach. And he sees an older gentleman down the beach throwing the starfish back in. And he comes across this gentleman and says, sir, why are you throwing the starfish in? And the gentleman turns to the boy and says, well, the starfish were brought upon the shore last night from the storm, and they're going to die unless I throw them back in the water. And he throws the starfish back in, and the boy ponders that and looks down the beach and sees thousands of starfish and looks back to the gentleman and says, sir, there's so many starfish, you just can't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman knows there's a lesson to be taught here, holds a starfish in his hand and gets down on his knee and looks at the boy and says, son, it will make 100% difference to this one starfish. And he throws it in the water. And at that moment, the boy got it. He totally understood. At that moment, he realized, he said, even though when you look at something that feels so ominous and so great and impossible by yourself, don't look at that and don't run away. Don't turn away because you feel like by yourself you can't do that. Instead, mm-hmm. you look at the individual that you can make 100% difference with. And at that moment, the boy ran up the beach and he grabbed a few friends and they came down and joined him. And that gentleman looked at the boy and thought to himself, that boy just taught me a lesson. Because that gentleman thought to himself, you know what? Instead of me feeling like I've got to throw all these starfish in or at least try to do what I can, how about if I save the few that I can and ask others to replicate my efforts? And at first, the gentleman was throwing starfish, so one, and then the boy joined him, and that was two, and then the three friends of the boy joined, and that was five, and the older gentleman called some friends, and then there was eight, then there was 11, then there was 20, then there was 40, then there was 100 people on the beach, many of them not knowing one another, of different races and ethnicities and different languages they speak, and of course, different gender, and they coveted that diversity. But they shared that one common thread, and that was to help these starfish. And that's the point of this story, and I think you can see the parallel here, is that when we look at all the kids in need, I don't want to look at that and say, you know what, there's nothing I can do about it because I can't make a difference. I'm making a difference to Javon's life. I know that. My kids know that. And just like the story, I'm asking others to replicate my efforts. Go sponsor a child in need. You'll gain not only from helping that individual, that child, you'll gain by telling others about what you're doing. You'll gain by these wonderful products. You can refer the others to open an account directly with Trevani, and they can, you'd make a small portion of all the products they purchase for life. It's that simple. It's really that simple. Again, I want to make sure it's clear here for anyone listening. I don't buy thousands of dollars worth of products and open my garage and have a garage sale. That's not what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I do? I simply help others open an account directly with Trevani, and they just shop directly with Trevani. I view myself as a humanitarian shopping coach. I help people change their shopping habits. I do that for 4 months straight to change your shopping habit online to buy from Trevani month over month over month. Just simply switch stores, buy these everyday higher quality products from Trevani, and know you're contributing towards humanitarian aid. It's a beautiful marriage. It's absolutely beautiful. And you get the prosperity only if you want, bucket 1, 2, 3 on top of that. It's just a wonderful thing. So what I want to kind of wrap up with is I want to share a couple things, one of which is those of you listening to the call, and I know those of you who have listened before have heard this before, but I'm going to repeat this every call. I just really believe in this. But Trevani is offering what they're calling a leadership summit this coming June in Park City, Utah, June 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I cannot impress upon people enough that if you are a bucket 2 or a bucket 3, to do everything in your power to get there so you can meet firsthand these founders and meet firsthand these executives and the staff of Trevani and see their belief and conviction and go talk to the experts on the products and learn about that and go get a deep dive on the prosperity and go meet these and go learn about the purpose and all these humanitarian programs we're supporting, you'll come away enriched. You will come away for the better. And yes, there is a fee up front. There's $150 to attend for 3 days, 2 days. It includes food. But if you don't live in Park City, you got to be able to pay for transportation and staying overnight. I get that. But that's peanuts compared to any other business you want to start, because getting there and learning about this system, these products, this purpose, this incredible model is unparalleled. It's something that shouldn't be missed. Now, when people ask me, said, Kelsey, why don't you just send me the information afterwards? I certainly can do that, and I will, absolutely. But I'm telling you, you're missing out by not going there and experiencing this. I'm going to be speaking this. I'm going to mention this in a moment here, but network marketing is about experience. Experiencing the purpose firsthand, sponsoring a child, going somewhere and giving back. It's experiencing that. It's about experiencing the products, trying the products, try them all. Try them for 6 months, no less. It's about experiencing the prosperity. See if you want to get a few dollars back or a lot of dollars back. It's about experience. And experience from seeing and touching and feeling and attending these events, because you know what that does? That creates a feeling in us. Without getting too psychological with you, but I'm saying the feeling in this business is what's powerful, because I can go tell others all the facts about Trevani, but what the most compelling thing is when I tell them how it makes me feel. I can tell them that I can't tell them how unbelievably good I feel by sponsoring a boy in need. I can't tell them how good I feel by taking Rakan every single day for 6 months. That's really, really powerful to me. And if you go experience this Trevani Leadership Summit, you're going to come away with a feeling and be able to share that with others. It's going to be very, very powerful for you. So I'll be speaking on the Thursday night corporate call for Trevani. That's not necessarily for our organization called Humanitarian Army. That's going to be for Trevani. So I'm not going to necessarily be referencing Humanitarian Army, but I want all of you, please dial in. Those international listeners tonight, I'll try to record the call on the web and be able to play back for you so you can listen to that at a later date. But those of you who can dial in, please be there. Show your support. I want you there. There's so many wonderful things I want to share with people. So Thursday night, look for that at the Trevani.com website. They actually got the .com URL. So Trevani.com, Trivani.com. Check it out. You'll take a look. You'll find the number. So that's 7 p.m. Mountain Time, Thursday night. I'm going to close with a statistic that I still struggle with fully comprehending, and that is 2.7 billion people on this planet live on less than $2 a day. Again, 2.7 billion people on this planet live on less than $2 a day. That's nearly half, or right at half, the people in this world. Now, when I look at the luxuries, and I'll call them luxuries, it's a fairly modest lifestyle that I have, but they're luxuries compared to others. When I look at the luxuries I have, such as my internet, broadband internet access for nearly $2 a day, and my satellite TV network for over $2 a day, and those two luxury items at $4 a day is more than twice what half the people in this world have to live on every single day. That is hard for me to comprehend, and that's why we're doing this. And pursuing this opportunity is to give back. We can benefit. Everyone benefits. The value system is phenomenal. Again, this is the Humanitarian Army. Every Tuesday night, please spread the word. I want to throw out a challenge. Let's double the number of listeners on our call next Tuesday night. Plan on it. If you like listening on the web, great. Look for a new web link. I'll include that. The number, the call-in number won't change, but the web link will change week after week, and I'd love to see you there. If you have a chance, thank you for all the comments, by the way. I'm just kind of checking these right now, and I love to see these comments in here. So please continue to provide those comments. Welcome, everybody. Thursday night, the corporate call. Next Tuesday, our Humanitarian Army call. I'm just telling you that this is, in my mind, a gift. Trevani's a gift, and it's a gift for everybody involved, all the stakeholders, the founders, the executives, the staff of Trevani that work their tail off for us. It's for, you know, the distributors, you, me, others that aren't even aware of this that will soon be on our team. It's a gift to us. It's a gift to those receiving the humanitarian aid, because this is not a donation. It's month over month humanitarian aid. This is a gift all the way around, every way you look at it. In the Humanitarian Army, we're going to have more of a robust website, chock full of tools and resources and recorded phone calls. All of that will continue to come. All of that will continue to come. So with that, I'm going to conclude the call. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate you lending support and listening in. I encourage everyone to come back next Tuesday. Again, if you can, listen Thursday. With that, I bid you all a wonderful, purpose-filled night and week. We'll talk to hopefully everybody soon. Good night, everybody. Good night.
All right, Kelsey.
Thank you.